Well, Donald Trump has met with Vladimir Putin and shocked Republicans, Democrats and intelligence security veterans by seeming to side with the Russian leader over his own intelligence agencies on the issue of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. In the US, the Senate head of the Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, said it was a sad day for America, but also a sad day for the world because it gave legitimacy to someone who was undermining the world order. Well, the acting Prime Minister of New Zealand and also the Foreign Minister, of course, is Winston Peters, and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on what has been coming out of Helsinki?
Well, twofold, I suppose, because there seems to have been two different events. One is the first time they've had a formal meeting between these two countries' leaders since 2010. Not the support side, but a formal conference of this sort. And second is the report from the media conference that he held, that was held subsequent to their meeting with Putin. So the mixture of information I'm getting is horribly confusing, but not totally unexpected, so to speak.
What is confusing about Trump's comments, televised comments, that you either... Did you see them or you've had a briefing from your officials?
I've heard them. And I was up early this morning listening to international comment, yeah. Mm.
So what did you make of him? Did it look to your eyes as though he was siding with Putin over the issue of meddling in the Russian election and against, indeed, the indictments that have been made of the 12 Russian agents and also the advice of the Director of National Intelligence and the security officials?
The least you could conclude that he was not condemning him or condemning the Russians for a multitude of accusations that have been made domestically in America. That's the least you could conclude.
Hmm. And what are your thoughts on that?
Look, I've always been ultra cautious when it comes to intelligence agencies. We all recall the second Iraq conflict based on the weapons of mass destruction and the information that the West was fed by both, sadly, the USA and the UK, only to be proven wrong. But that said, I really think that these are extraordinary days. But in the end, they are for the U.S. Congress and the U.S. people to sort out. And they're the only people who can sort them out.
Mm. So is it your belief that this is still contested? You're not convinced by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coates, who put a statement out even today saying, quote, "We have been clear in our assessments of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and their ongoing pervasive efforts to undermine our democracy," end quote. You seem to be saying that this is still contestable somehow.
If you believe in the rule of law and if you believe in our standard of law, then a statement like that is a statement. And it should be followed up with a prosecution and to be believed in its entirety, a successful prosecution that removes all doubt of guilt. Mm. That's the way a society like ours should operate, not just believing what we hear of the media, with the greatest respect.
So you don't believe still that Russia meddled in the US presidential election?
No, I believe that there are serious allegations being made about that. I believe people are seriously concerned that those allegations are correct. And now we are awaiting trials and proof and evidence to sheet home their responsibility and the level of guilt. That, of course, is yet to arrive. That's the way, surely, sound policy formation arises, rather than they leap to a conclusion before the evidence is laid out dot by dot and all the lines and all the dots are connected. Mm.
So you are not yet convinced that Russia indeed did meddle in this election?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm waiting for the process to prove the level of guilt. That's a whole way different to what you're trying to infer and imply, as a sort of Philadelphia lawyer might try and do things.
Mm. What do you make of the assertion that Donald Trump's comments legitimise someone who's undermining the world order?
Well, no one's comments, no matter how powerful somebody might think they are, can legitimise someone who's undermining world order.
Do you think
no one has the power in the West to do that, or anywhere in the world for that matter?
Do you think that Vladimir Putin is undermining the world order?
Well, hang on, you've just leaped from someone's comments as to the level of respect and certainty, which I contest immediately. That's not the way the world is being reshaped in 2018, to something else. Mm. And then the second one, again, I am, and other, not just me, others, seriously interested in evidence to prove allegations of that sort, because if they are true, piece by piece, wherever they might be, then the world is a far worse place for it. Yes. But at the same token, I would rather see the evidence rather than, in many cases, allegations made with the malice of forethought. Mm. Are the Russians involved in the Ukraine invasion? Of course they are. Are there a whole lot of things that should not be happening that Russia is doing? Of course that's going on. But okay, as to some of the other things that are being extrapolated by way of a conclusion, well, I think we'd all like to see the evidence.
Mm. You said to Lisa Owen in March on TV3's The Nation programme that you were unconvinced yet, and you were waiting to see evidence about its culpability in the shooting down of MH17 and in the meddling of the US election. So does that remain your position today?
Well, actually, the meddling in the US election is the full-on assertion that's being made now by the media, Washington-led in the main.
Not the media. We've had indictments,
Peters. Sorry, you've asked the question.
Well, yeah, but your statements are contestable too. Well, they've made indictments, though, is my point. You're welcome to continue on, but I just wanted to make that point. They have made indictments in this area. You've had the Director of National Intelligence saying he's in no doubt. So you can't say it's just the media saying this.
Why don't you organise your mind when you ask questions, Guy? You asked a question set back in March, and I went to answer it, and I hardly got a few words out of my mouth, and you started disputing that with a long diatribe about something else not connected. And what do you want answered? The question about March? If so, ask it again, and I'll answer you.
Okay. Do you stand by your position in March?
Well, as I said, you asked the question now twice. As I said, the question about March is what's raging in the post-conference meeting of the media in Helsinki as we speak. Now, what's your next question?
My question was whether you retained that position, that you were still unconvinced about whether Russia had meddled in the US election. You don't seem to be able to give me a clear answer on that.
Well, of course, I'm not like you. I don't have a clairvoyant certainty without the facts behind me to make those
statements.
Do I suspect it? Yes, I seriously do. Are my suspicions backed up by probative evidence? Well, I await that. Keep an open mind whilst being very wary as to where it might go.
What do you think about Donald Trump's actions in recent days? We've had Simon Bridges expressing his concern about the unpredictability of Donald Trump following his comments that Europe was a foe. And now we hear him saying that he's siding with Putin effectively rather than his own intelligence officials. Are you concerned about the impact that Donald Trump is having on international relations?
Look, let me just tell you, words matter, and he explained that as being, we have a foe or a contestant or a competitor in the European Union trading markets. We have a foe or a competitor in the Chinese trading markets. Now, as a statement, that happens to be a fact. But if you extrapolate, that means that we have got a mortal enemy in the sense of the word foe, then he's utterly wrong. But there are... the statement was horribly ambiguous. And what do I make of the recent circumstances? Well, I'm bemused. We're all confused. We're all bewildered. But at the end of the day, this is a decision that the American people, in terms of the continuance of that sort of representation, have to make, and only they can make.
Mm. Nigel Farage told the TV3 reporter Lloyd Burr in the last week or so that New Zealand had, quote, its own version of Trump, end quote, and that was you. What's your reaction to that comparison?
Well, I didn't see the program, so I've got no idea what you're talking about. I came on to talk about contemporary events.
Yeah, hang on. Is this the first you've heard today that Nigel Farage compared you with Donald Trump?
Well, in the way you're putting it, yes.
Is it the first time you've heard that?
Well, look, Guyan, repeating a stupid question does not give it more validity. You're saying it now for the third time. The answer is, did I see the program? No.
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you what you make of Nigel Farage, who you...
Here you are for the fourth time. Please don't waste the taxpayers' money this way. Look, respect, mate, I don't mind you, actually. I can handle you with the greatest of ease. But the taxpayers of this country pay your salary, and they deserve better than what you're getting.
Yeah, they pay yours too, mate, actually, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you probably get far more than me, but nobody tells anybody about your salary, do they?
I think that's fake news, that one. can I ask you again, what do you make, and I know that you know this, and I know how well you know Nigel Farage, what do you make of him comparing you to Donald Trump?
This is your fifth try at a stupid question, which has got nothing to do with New Zealand's economic and social or historic or international future at all. Please pass on to something that does matter. Do I care about what people say like that you're referring on to me? Did I see it? No, I didn't. Did I hear it that way? No, I haven't. And that's the end of it.
All right, before you do leave us, Mr. Peters, this is an issue that you have championed to some respect. Immigration authorities in Australia releasing this 17-year-old New Zealand boy held in detention in Melbourne. Have you got a reaction to that you can share with us?
Well, thank heavens you've raised that, because this is a good news story. Yes, I did make misrepresentations. I did make it very clear to Australia that we expect them to respect the UN Convention, and the boy was released yesterday, and he's being escorted back to his family. I hope he uses this chance to turn his life around.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That is Winston Peters, who is the Foreign Minister and the Acting Prime Minister of New Zealand.